Two snowmobilers have collided near the shores of Trout Lake. One lies on the ice, while 20 feet away, another has broken through the ice. Despite how real the incident may have looked, it was just a simulation as part of the North Bay Fire Department's ice rescue training. Jason Whiteley, North Bay's fire chief, says his firefighters are doing this as part of a week-long certification course with guidance from the Ontario Fire Marshal's office. It is always important that we are prepared to go, we are efficient with our equipment, so if there is an emergency we can get the person out of the water and minimize hypothermia and get them to the hospital as quickly as possible, said Whiteley. Earlier in the week the training consisted of an extensive swim test. The swim tests, they are done in bathing suits, but when they are out there they are in cold weather immersion suits, explained Whiteley. Firefighters are required to do a 200-meter swim, and a 50-meter swim while rescuing somebody. And then a 15-minute treading water test. We need to know if the rescuers have the stamina and the ability to do the job and keep themselves safe, said Whiteley, noting they are also required to do cold water dexterity testing as part of the course. Whiteley says they need to be prepared, especially this year where mild conditions have led to a late start to winter. You might be on one section that is 8 to 10 inches, which is great, but all of a sudden you go in an area where there is current and you have only 1 or 2 inches or even less this time of the year because of the weather, and then you are at risk of going through the ice, he said. The fire department has only had a few close calls but no emergencies on the water so far. However, if there is an emergency on area lakes, Whiteley says his crews will be certified and ready.